This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Social distancing and other precautionary measures appear to be working to slow the spread of COVID-19 and to prevent a burden on the hospital system in Central Texas. But researchers at UT Austin say easing up on that right now could put the area on a potentially catastrophic path. The UT Austin COVID-19 Modeling Consortium is evaluating data and projecting everything from when deaths might peak to how grocery shopping impacts the local COVID-19 landscape. Lauren Ansel Myers is a professor of biology and statistics at UT Austin and leads the consortium. We talked via Zoom about recent data showing that, at least for now, the hospital system can handle the number of cases because people are successfully social distancing and the spread has slowed. But she stresses this could turn on a dime if people slack off.
So the projections for the Austin Round Rock area have shown and continue to show that this virus, COVID-19, will spread extensively through Austin, causing hospitalizations, causing deaths, if it goes unmitigated, if we don't take measures. However, we know that since March 24th, when the stay home, work safe measure was enacted, that people are adhering pretty extensively. People are not going to the work unless they're in an essential workforce. They're staying home. We've been updating our estimates for the effect of those measures on a daily basis. Our estimate is that social distancing has probably reduced transmission by over 90% in the Austin Round Rock area. If we only achieve an 80% reduction, we're still on a really potentially catastrophic path towards large numbers of hospitalizations and deaths in the area. So we're doing a good job, but we have to continue to do a good job to keep the transmission slow and to really, really ensure that we're not going to have a crisis in the coming weeks.
So I guess this is a bit of a paradox as far as getting people to continue adhering, because they hear promising numbers and good news, and you know, the temptation might be, well, okay, I could go out a little more. Or, okay, I could be, you know, a little closer to people because it doesn't seem so bad. But it's actually the opposite of that, right?
It's the opposite of that for now. You know, the hope is that if we do a good job and we really slow transmission, that we will get to the point in a few weeks, hopefully, where there's just not a lot of virus spreading in Austin. Right now, we're doing a good job of slowing transmission, but there's still a lot of COVID-19 spreading in Austin. So if we suddenly went back to life as normal, we'd be back to square one. And all those cases right now would start infecting others, and we'd see surges in transmission and hospitalization. So right now, it would be very dangerous for us to suddenly increase the contacts we're having, be less careful.
So how do you react when you hear leaders saying things like they're starting to set up commissions and think about reopening the economy? How do you respond to that?
I think that it is good for there to be commissions with a lot of experts, epidemiologists, economists, social scientists, really thinking hard about how can we get to that point? How can we do it cautiously in a way that's informed by data and science? And so commissions are a good idea. Snap judgments about when and where and how we're going to do it are probably not a good idea.
How do you create models and look ahead at all of this when a lot of it is based on levels of infection and levels of transmission, when we know that testing is a lot lower level than it needs to be and testing is not as widespread as it really should be?
Yeah, it is very hard to know if you're just looking at data on how many cases have been reported, how many cases have been confirmed. It's hard to know how much disease is really out there. We don't know if 1 in 10 cases are being tested, 1 in 5 cases are being tested, or if that proportion is changing through time. And so that makes it very difficult to look at case count data and say, oh, we know how quickly this is spreading, or, oh, we know how effective our social distancing is. So that is why we actually look at hospitalization data instead. Hospitalization data is also not going to be perfect. Not every case that is severe will end up in the hospital, and not every case that is severe in the hospital will be tested and confirmed as COVID-19. Nonetheless, we expect that hospitalization data is going to give us a truer picture of how much severe COVID-19 is out there. And if we have a true picture of how many cases are being hospitalized on a daily basis, we can sort of back out what that means in terms of how quickly it's spreading and how effective our social distancing measures have been in reducing that spread.
We've heard leaders talk about plans, if necessary, for large-scale set up hospitals quickly if we needed to accommodate thousands and thousands of more cases. But it sounds like you're saying if we continue social distancing and staying home as we have been, those would not be necessary.
That is, in a sense, what our recent projections are suggesting, that our social distancing seems to be sufficiently effective, that we are curbing the number of hospitalizations so that it will remain below the estimated capacity for the Austin Round Rock area. But we don't know if that will be true going forward. It will depend on the extent to which people continue to social distance or take other measures to reduce transmission. That said, there are other places where kind of amassing resources and preparing for the future could be very useful, ensuring that we can increase testing capacity and test widely when we enter the phase of really trying to make sure that small clusters of cases don't spread widely. Thinking about how we can better protect our vulnerable populations in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. So there still is a need for thinking about how we prepare, use resources to protect our population going forward. But as of now, we're not concerned about hospital capacity in the next couple weeks.
Lauren Ansel Myers is a professor of biology and statistics at UT Austin.